Several attractions will be in place for the entire family at the 9th edition of Nine Nights of Lights at the Botanical Gardens. Public Relations Officer for the Nine Nights of Lights Committee, Twanit Barrow, spoke about some of the attractions and activities for young children.
For our kids' attraction area, that is an element of our event, and Nine Nights of Lights is a family-oriented festival, and we put a lot of emphasis on the children. So this year we have our Santa toy shop where persons will be able to, parents, because we have a lot of parents coming through, they'll be able to pick up or buy some toys for their children. And we're also going to be decorating that area, and that is focused mostly for our younger audience. And in addition to our kids' attraction area, we're also going to have exciting activities for our children. We have the punch board dips, face painting, we have bouncing castles, and a photo opportunity with Santa.
Miss Barrow said an innovation for this year's event is the Nine Nights of Lights Christmas Market, where local vendors will be given an opportunity to display their products and services.
We're giving local vendors an opportunity to showcase their products. So, you know, food and beverages, if you have gift businesses that are into gifting local products, beauty, fashion, we are also hoping to have vendors that is in the creative industry, so persons who are making, you know, jewelry, paintings, all of that. Also, if you're providing local services that, you know, could offer, could be a good gift for persons, you are able to, if you register, you'll be able to showcase the services that you offer. And then we have other categories, and there's a call out for vendors. The registration forms are available on our Facebook and Instagram pages. I just want to let persons know that the deadline for registration is December the 4th.
And Ms. Barrow outlined the schedule of activities for this year's edition of Nine Nights of Lights.
So we kick off on Friday the 15th with our opening night. On Saturday the 16th is our Christmas caroling contest, and it's dubbed Spirit Lifted. On Sunday the 17th is Night of Praise. That is our night where we have our gospel artists coming in and gracing us. Monday the 18th, it's Dance Under the Stars, and that's where we're going to have our, you know, top and upcoming dance group showcasing their talents. And also, it's not on our calendar, but the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force Band would be gracing us also on the 18th. On the 19th is Movie in the Garden. Wednesday the 20th is Upstage Christmas Experience, where the Upstage Calypso tent will be coming through. Thursday the 21st is Xmas on Steel. And Friday the 22nd, we have renamed this night, so it's Botanical Harmonies, and that is specifically focusing on our bands. And then we bring the curtains down on the 23rd, some of our top performances or persons who are able to come back, and we close with a bang.
Public Relations Officer for the Nine Nights of Lights Committee, Twanit Barrow. The 2023 edition of Nine Nights of Lights will run from December 15th to the 23rd. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.